the system just keeps pumping out zombies. Babies are being born, but they're being born with as a zombie. What's up with that? It just keeps, I mean, you would think that mankind could get better, but it just proves that mankind gets worse without God. People are raising other kids. They don't have, people don't even know what John 3:16 is. People have never cracked open their Bible. People never read the Old Testament, New Testament. They don't even know. If you say something about Romans 13, they don't even know what you're talking about. If you say something about Romans 6, 7, and 8, they don't know what you're talking about. That should be fundamental. If somebody says Romans 6, 7, and 8, you should first, the first thing that should come to your mind, that it's how to walk in the Spirit, not under law. If somebody mentions the book of Galatians, you should be thinking, oh, that's about legalism, and it's all faith alone, and not, you're not going back under law or under works. It doesn't justify doing wrong. You can't justify doing wrong. You don't want to do wrong with a new heart. You don't want to do wrong with a new heart. You should be able to say something about the dispensations, but people don't even get that. You should be able to say this. What dispensation are we in? And people should be able to answer that. I mean, that's fundamental. It's fundamental. It's kind of like a programming language. You should know what an integer is and a function. It's fundamental, people. It's fundamental. The church age, the tribulation, the millennium, the age of law, the age of grace, age of conscience. Those are the fundamental things. If a person doesn't know that, how can they rightly divide the word? It's ridiculous. It's insanity. How do they even get out of bed in the morning and function? I really don't understand how they even function in this world. I don't even know how they have a conversation nowadays. When you talk to people, unless they're college educated or self-educated, you can't really talk to them. And even the college educated, I've talked to them. I do the Uber thing. I've talked to the younger college people now that graduated and they got a degree in engineering or nursing or something. And you say something about something spiritual and they don't even hear you. They can't even hear you. It's really sad. I mean, these people are educated but ignorant about what's really going on. When I say you can break everything down to cut, turn, union, and flow, that should be like, people should be shouting, praise God, hallelujah, somebody decoded this thing. No matter where you go, it's the same truth because Jesus is the same today, yesterday, forever. It's the same truth everywhere. I'm going down the highway. It's the same truth everywhere I go. Praise God. That means God's in control. It's not chaos like they're trying to make it. The devil wants you to think it's chaos, but it's not. As the world turns, the news and the media wants you to think it's just nothing but chaos, but it's not. The narcissist in your life, the narcissistic system wants you to believe it's chaos. They want you to believe there's scarcity. They want you to believe we're going to run out of water. That's funny. They want you to believe that the energy's, there's no energy. You can run your car off of a wood stove. Do you hear what I'm telling you? You could go down the highway with a wood stove on the back of your car and run your car. Now, would it gum up the pistons over time? Yeah, because it's a bunch of tar. But there are wood stove cars or wood stove trucks out there. Just Google it. You can run your vehicle on a wood stove. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Let me say it again. A wood stove that people put in their house to burn their wood, you can modify the wood stove and run your car. It's all lies, people. The scarcity is all lies. There's no scarcity. It's a man-made thing. It's man-made, people. It's man-made. If you really want to break this matrix, get a bunch of people praying about the same thing. And I'm talking about real prayer. I'm not talking about fake prayer. Fasting and prayer. Get serious about it. You want this economy to turn around? Start doing some fasting. And fast and pray until it turns around. And don't stop till it turns around. I might even start that. And I'm not talking about going 40 days without eating. I'm talking about missing it one meal a day. Just skip one meal a day and during that time be thinking about, God, can you turn this economy around? At the same time, bring judgment on the Democrats for all their lies, but at the same time, bless the saints, you know? Lord, can you turn the economy around somehow and curse the Democrats who are destroying this nation and bless the saints? Can you do it, Lord? Please. Bring judgment on the land against the evil, but bless the saints. Is it possible? Or do you have to destroy the whole city and the whole land, you know? You could probably start with your own city. Would you have to destroy the whole place and rebuild it and start over with fireballs from heaven? That's what it looks like. Lord, if there's 10 righteous, don't destroy the city, but bring judgment on the evil. If there's 50 righteous, if there's 40 righteous, see, if there's no righteous people, and I'm not talking about your own good works, but believe in God, believe in His Word, standing for what's truth. If there's no righteous people in the city, why does it need? I mean, why let it go? There needs to be some fireballs from heaven. Think about it. If it wasn't recorded in the Bible, you would never know that Lot's city. Yeah, Lot left the city. Yeah, Lot left and the whole place was destroyed by fire. And his two daughters. And think about his two daughters. His two daughters were so corrupt and so ignorant, they wanted to get pregnant by their daddy. That's how corrupt they were in their thinking. And Lot allowed that, but he was a righteous man. How is that even possible? One day you'll get to talk to him. He'll probably say, I was so in the middle of it, I didn't even know what I was doing, but I know I was saved. And the reason he fell into it, because he wanted, you know, Abraham and Lot had to split the inheritance, you know, the land. And he said, which one? And Abraham said, which one do you want? He wanted the one with the most fruit. So it goes back to greed. It goes back to pleasure. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. It's so obvious that this place is just repeating the same stuff over and over. Lord, if there's 50 righteous, spare the land, but judge the evil. inside the land. How? I don't know. There's got to be a way. Maybe that's what you're doing. Maybe that's what the ignorance of all these people is about. They're under judgment. They don't even know they're under judgment. Maybe that's why they're so afraid and so ignorant and so dumb and just so deaf and dumb. They might can hear, but they're deaf. They might can see, but they're blind. They might can speak, but they're deaf when they speak. It's just foolishness. Maybe that's what's happening. Maybe that's what's happening. There's a separation, I guess. There's a separation going on. The people are, and what about these ones that are spiritual, who are lost but trying to be spiritual without Jesus? What's that about? I mean, look at Sad Guru. He's trying to be spiritual without Jesus. I mean, what's he smoking? What's Sad Guru smoking? He's smoking something. Because he's trying to be spiritual without Jesus. He's trying to be a guru without the real guru. He's trying to be spiritual without Jesus. Think about that. Anybody trying to be spiritual without Jesus is a liar. They're lying to themselves and they're lying to their followers. They're liars.